Welcome, everybody. This is Jasmine Babers, and you are listening to Love Girls, the podcast.
Hi, everybody. My name is Michaela Hugh Shaw, and I'm the vice president of Love Girls magazine, and I'm excited to be here today.
You're here every day.
You're here every day, too. Jasmine is the founder of Love Girls magazine.
I am. And Michaela, we have a very, very special guest. I'm very excited because Ashley Dean is joining us today. I'm going to let Ashley kind of introduce herself, but before I do, I need to tell the people that I listen to Ashley's song every day in the shower because, look. I listen to her song every day in the shower because, one, her voice is amazing. The lyrics are amazing, but two, I just miss Ashley sometimes when I'm away in Chicago, and she reminds me of home for some reason, and I just am obsessed with you, and I really need some more music, so if we can just get on that.
We're working on that. Hey, everybody. I'm Ashley Dean, as these lovely ladies have already said. I sing. I'm a student at St. Ambrose University. I work for a great organization called Youth Hope. I'm also now a DJ on 88.5 KLA-FM. Like, I'm just out here living.
Talented. Don't worry, we're going to have her sing for you.
Will you share that gift with us, please?
You have to.
Do you have a suggestion? Because I'm telling you.
Can you sing I Got Sunshine?
Yeah. Okay, I think so.
This is my shower song.
this is my life song.
No gas is in my tank, and I've got myself to thank. I had to make $10 last for 3 weeks and a day. All of my bills are due. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I gotta keep it moving till I get to my breakthrough. I see a brighter day in view. Sometimes I miss it for the things I'm going through. Ain't nothing gonna keep me blue. Listen, cause I got sunshine. I got sunshine on my mind. I got sunshine all the time. I got sunshine everywhere I go, and I want you to know. I got sunshine when it hurts and when nothing seems to work. I got sunshine. Do you see the sunshine?
Oh, that was amazing.
I love it.
So, Ashley, at what point in time did you realize that you could not only sing, but you could sing?
You can sing.
Can I just say that probably just happened recently?
Wow. Really?
I knew that I had a gift or a talent, I should say, but I didn't really accept that it was more than just that until maybe last year, and actually have tried to be more purposeful in how I'm using my gift, because I know it goes beyond me at this point, beyond anything that I'm able to do. Like, God is literally using this thing to help other people and to encourage other people. So,
yeah.
How long have you been singing for?
Oh, gosh. I can't even tell you an age, but I've been singing since I was really young. My pastor, the late Pastor Dawkins of Truth Temple, she kind of saw that gift in me. And Sunday morning, she had me up there at the front of the church singing away. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, back then when I would get nervous, I would cry. So I'm up there singing like Mary had a little, like crying in the middle of the song. Like, what is going on? But she saw it and kept pushing me, and then it trickled into family and all of that, you know, just to keep me going. So it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. But you come from a musically inclined family, though. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of like how they've inspired you, your roots?
Yeah. So I've got music on both sides of the family. My mom, you know, low key, or maybe high key, mid key, one of those keys. They used to call her like little Gladys Knight. Like, she actually does favor Gladys Knight in her younger years, which is kind of crazy, but she's sang and danced and all that good stuff. She's hiding out on me now. But she did a lot of that then. But my dad sings, my grandparents on that side, it's singers and musicians on both ends. But like to pinpoint how maybe my mom and my grandma may have helped me, my mom now in my older years has kind of helped me see the value of my gift, and kind of helped me to pinpoint, you know, or accept that realization for myself that it's something more than just a talent. When she started to pay attention to how the songs that I would sing or certain audiences, how they would respond to it, how everyone would just kind of stand at attention and just be so engaged with, you know, with whatever was going on in that moment, and kind of helping me to see that in my grandmother. Granny, child, let me tell you. She would encourage me not to be afraid and just to sing. But in her words, it was, open your mouth, honey, open your mouth and just sing. Let it come out. But they've always been there to encourage and to push me. So everyone in the family has. So, right. Yeah.
Who would you say is your greatest, and I'm sure you're not going to be able to narrow this down, right, but your greatest musical inspiration?
There's so many. I would say someone that I don't know, absolutely love, and this might throw people, maybe not, Anita Baker. Yes. I got a chance to see her live. Oh my gosh. Mm. Like, oh my gosh. I could live in that moment for forever. Mm-hmm. I really love Avery Sunshine, who is the writer of I Got Sunshine, the song
that's
that I covered,
song.
Like from her bubbly personality to her amazing songwriting. Mm-hmm. She is sunshine. Like really, honestly, she is. I love Kim. He's out of Detroit. He has an amazing voice. They just people with that unique sound, that classic unique sound that sing and write about things that are relatable and not trashy, if I can just say that.
Yeah.
No, you can.
Yes,
you can definitely
and not
say that.
You know?
Is that the type of artist that you want to be?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say if I tap into artistry like that, mm-hmm. absolutely. I want everybody to be able to listen to it, everyone to be able to pull something positive away from it. Yeah, I want you to leave with something good when you get done listening.
Yeah. Yeah. But you said if. So where does that hesitation come from? I need to know.
It comes from knowing now that every platform is not for me. Mm. While I could go to a lot of different places, and I have, not even tooting my own horn, this sounds so weird saying, I do have versatility in what it is that I'm able to sing, from classical music to jazz to worship music to whatever it is. I could very well go out and do those things, but I do know that not all of those things are for me. So right now I'm like kind of taking an opportunity to step back from a lot of just doing any and everything and only going for what's really purposeful right now, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And to where I know not that I will be making impact, but impact will be made through my gift, if that makes sense. So
it does.
No, it definitely makes sense.
Yes.
What's one thing that you've had to overcome?
I was in a relationship for 10 years. Mm. About 10 years with a gentleman. He was a great guy, good guy, just we weren't good for each other. Mm-hmm. And I think we both knew that early on. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, both being broken, both not really having an understanding of what a healthy relationship might look like, just held on to it thinking that maybe we can fix it, maybe it'll work, maybe whatever else, maybe something good will come of it. And oh, man, it had a serious effect on me. In high school, I was really active, cheerleading, mm-hmm. theater, anything I can put my hands on. Like, I was doing it, and slowly but surely, I started to pull back from the things that brought me joy and the things that I liked because it pulled away from him. And not always having that support from him and thinking, you know, I have to put him first and things of that nature just kind of dimmed my light and just kind of pulled me back. But, honey, with prayer and, you know, just pushing and really seeing things as they were, we were able to, you know, end that and both go on to doing, you know, more of what God has for us to do and being happy and being free and not having all the heaviness and all of those things too. So, yeah, I think that might be the biggest thing. And I'd hate to see other young women or even young men to go through certain things relationally like that. It really does take a lot of time away, because considering I just said 10 years, that was a lot of time. But also that was a vital time in my life of growth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's whatever you're getting yourself involved in at that time can really affect what your future looks like. So,
and what do you say to those young women and those young men who might find themselves in a similar situation that you were in? What kind of advice or words of wisdom from Ashley would you give them?
Yes. So I would definitely say, listen to your circle. Listen to your squad. Not everybody's hating on you. Mm. Trust me. Not everybody is, you know, wishing bad for you either. They may see something that you're not able to see because you're in love or you're just blinded by all of these different things. You're blinded by the good things that are happening, but you're not seeing those hurtful or those bad things that are having a negative effect on you. It's okay to listen. It may take for them to say it a few times, but just make sure that you are hearing them. And then take your rose-colored glasses off and look at things for what they are. And if it's lining up with what they're saying, if it's lining up with what your heart is telling you, and more importantly, if it's lining up with what God has already said about you, then you have to make that difficult decision and walk away. Yeah. It may not happen immediately. It may take time. But you have to make that decision to want better for yourself. And something that I've been thinking about here lately, I don't want my children to experience those same things that I've dealt with. So I'm thinking, would I want my daughter to experience X, Y, and Z? Would I want my son to foster that type of relationship with a young lady? Absolutely not. So I have to break this cycle. I have to break this and have to move forward and pursue something healthier, something better.
When you were in high school and you were engaging in acting and theater and performing, what did the roles look like that you were trying to get? And did you find yourself struggling to find roles that kind of like were for you? Mm-hmm. And what is it like being a Black woman in theater?
In high school, I don't know that I really felt like I had... there was a role for me until Sankofa came around, when Youth on Broadway came about, because those were roles that, you know, were essentially for us as Black people. I did participate in theater in high school and had some pretty cool parts. But, you know, there's just that lack of connection. And as a Black woman in theater or in the arts, period, well, just as a Black person, period, when I think about it, we are really, really talented people. Like, some of those things literally just come naturally to us because we've been able to just express who we are and just be who we are, whether it's being goofy or silly or, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm articulating that well enough, but like I feel like we're really talented people, and there may be some fear in certain areas that if we really do get out there and there's really more roles made available for us, we may take over. That might be a scary thought for some, but I think it's really important for the arts to be implemented in the high schools, even younger, more opportunities to come for Black artists, Black actors, whatever it is that you want to call yourself, because it's a great outlet and it's a great way. When I hit the stage, I feel pretty empowered, depending upon what I'm doing, and free. And everybody should be able to experience that. Actually being in that place of doing what you know you're good at doing, or what brings makes you come alive. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be able to experience that without fear, without feeling like you have to cower down because you have so much talent or you have all these gifts or things like that. Like, there should be, no, open it all the way up, honey. No, thank you.
Open it all up.
Open it all up, right? I don't know. I actually just auditioned for a musical that's happening here in town. Sister Act, actually. Yes, so I'm nervous and excited about it because I don't currently know a ton about the musical itself right now. Of course, the musicals are always different from the movies, but that's happening. Of course, I'm on the radio now, so that's a new avenue. I'm just right now at this season of my life, I'm walking through the open doors as they come. I've fought for doors to open and tried to force some and may have got a toe slammed in one. I don't know. But I am just literally walking through the open doors that God is presenting. So
thank you so much for coming to talk to us.
You're welcome.
It's so fun.
Yes,
I wish you could stay longer.
So if I could say this about Love Girls, you all have found gold or oil, whichever is most valuable right now, in places people should have been digging a long time ago. And I just want to encourage you to continue being all that you are for the girls and for those that you are reaching. You guys are making more impact than maybe you even know. I really, really, really love this organization and will always support this organization because I really believe in what you all are doing and I know the value in what you're doing. Working with the girls at Youth Hope, working with the other students that I've worked with, and being having been a young girl myself and knowing what it was that I needed at that time with self-worth and confidence and having great mentors and being equipped in the ways that you guys are equipping these girls. And I love you guys so much.
I'm getting emotional because I just love you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Love Girls, the podcast where every girl has a story.
Goodbye.